Now for our story.
Lefty, I have a funny premonition about this plan Peggy and Nicholas have. I just have a feeling it may not go through. Something may change.
But how can it? If, as you say, Peggy set on the idea.
I have a feeling Nicholas may break the engagement.
Nicholas? But why? He wants to marry Peggy. He's told me so many times.
But you see, Lefty, Nicholas is in love with Peggy.
Now Nicholas Doran, the young writer, and Peggy Douglas, Aunt Mary's niece, are driving along the highway on their way back to Wakefield after a pleasant evening of dinner and dancing. Peggy talked to Bill Meade that afternoon and explained that she had no bitterness toward him now and that she wanted to be his friend. There was no possibility of their going back to what they'd once had. But she believed they might each find some happiness, perhaps a different sort, in going ahead, building new lives. That's what she was going to do, Peggy had told Bill. She was going to marry Nicholas Doran. Peggy had a bad moment when she saw Bill walking away from her, had the impulse to call him back. But by the time she arrived at the hotel to meet Nicholas, that moment was forgotten. She was simply happy that she'd straightened things out. Perhaps it was because she herself was so cheerful this evening that Peggy had been all the more aware of Nick's mood of anxiety, nervousness. She felt he was holding something back, something he wanted to tell her. Finally, Nicholas had come out with it.
Peggy, I think we should postpone the wedding.
Postpone it?
Yes, darling. You see, after all, we've kept it pretty quiet. You've only told a few people. It wouldn't hurt to delay it a little while, would it?
No, I suppose not, but I don't quite understand. Is it because of Julie?
No, darling. It's certainly not.
Well, then why?
Because of you, Peggy.
Oh. Well, of course, Nicholas, if you changed your mind. If you don't want to marry me.
Don't say that, Peggy. Don't even think it. You see, darling, it's because I want to too much.
But, Nicholas, I don't understand. If you want
Peggy, haven't you ever wanted to do something very much and yet known down deep that it wasn't the right thing to do?
Well, of course, but I don't see how that applies to us. Unless you've changed your mind about all the things we've been saying for months.
Well, I suppose in a way I have changed. Matter of fact, I know I have.
But how? You mean you don't think our kind of marriage would work?
Oh, it isn't that. Might under some circumstances. A different setup.
I see. But you don't think our setup is the right one.
I don't anymore. At least, Peggy, I think we should wait and see.
Wait and see what? What do you expect is going to change?
You might.
Well, it's funny you don't seem to think I know my own feelings. You're as bad as Aunt Mary and Jane. They both keep telling me how they think I feel. Now you, too.
Wait a minute, darling. Get your feathers all ruffled. Your Aunt Mary knows you pretty well. She's a very smart woman.
Oh. Did Aunt Mary have anything to do with your wanting to postpone the wedding?
Yes, she did.
I see.
Then there were a lot of other things.
A lot of things? Aren't you being a little vague, Nick?
Well, it's hard for me to be articulate, Peggy, to put it into words. Because, you see, I don't want it this way, and yet I know it's the only thing to do.
Now I am lost.
Well, what it comes down to is the more I've thought about it, the more I feel it's a good idea to wait until, well, until this Bill Meade thing is settled.
But it is settled already. Finally and completely. I told you what happened this afternoon when I saw Bill.
I know, Peggy. I know what you told me. But you see, Bill's life isn't settled yet. He and this Kit still have to get their affairs untangled, the divorce and so on. All that might make a difference.
But I've told you over and over that part of it doesn't concern me.
Perhaps it doesn't, darling. It may work out all right, and then I kick myself around the block for making all this fuss. But now I feel... Peggy, won't you take my judgment this once?
All right, Nicholas. After all, if you want to postpone the wedding, there's nothing much I can do but agree. Sort of funny, though, your being reluctant. After all the things you used to say to convinced me in the first place.
I'll admit it must seem very strange to you. But things don't always turn out as you expect. Peggy, you're not angry with me, I hope.
No, Nicholas. I'm not angry with you. Only, I wish... Nicholas, I'm...
What's the matter, darling?
Nick, I'm scared.
Scared of what?
Oh, I don't know. I just...
You feel better with your bridges safely burned? Don't trust yourself? The way you feel about Bill Meade? Darling, don't you see? That proves what I've tried to say. Don't be scared, Peggy. Everything's going to be all right.
Later, as Peggy opens the front door at Aunt Mary's.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, dear.
Hello, Peggy.
Did you have a nice time?
I guess so.
Well, you don't sound very enthusiastic.
Oh, it was all right.
Oh, Peggy, before I forget, did you stop in at the dressmaker's?
No, I didn't, Aunt Mary.
Oh, but Peggy, she won't have much time.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter? But, dear, she'll have to give you another fitting before...
There's plenty of time, Aunt Mary. In fact, I won't need a new dress after all.
What do you mean, Peggy? What's going on?
The wedding's postponed. Nicholas and I have decided to wait a while.
You've decided to... What are you talking about, Peggy?
We've changed our minds, Lefty. Aunt Mary?
Yes, dear?
I thought you'd be glad, after all our talk. I thought you'd think we were being sensible.
Well, dear, I confess I'm relieved in a way. I felt from the beginning it would be best for you to think it over very carefully. Wait until everything's cleared up.
Yes, I know. Of course, that might mean an awfully long wait. Until everything's cleared up, as you say.
Not necessarily, dear. In any event, it never hurts to be sensible. Not rush ahead. I'm really very happy about your decision.
You are? Then I guess I ought to be honest with you. The decision wasn't mine, Aunt Mary. It was Nick's idea.
Nick's? Well, I'll be darned. I just can't believe it.
I know. Of course, it would seem strange to you, Lefty. But it was entirely his idea. I'm sort of tired. I think I'll go up and change.
Why don't you slip on a robe and come down for a minute? I'll make a pot of chocolate.
All right, Aunt Mary. That'd be nice. I need something.
Well, Aunt Mary, you're right again. I don't know how you do it. You call the play every time while I'm still going around in a thick fog.
Well, Lefty, maybe it's because I'm a woman. I can tell quite a bit about how a person's going to behave just by knowing his character. By and large, people are pretty consistent.
I still don't get it. I would have sworn Nicholas was dying to marry Peggy. And then he puts it off. If Peggy had done it, it might make a little more sense to me.
Don't you see, Lefty? Nicholas Dorn is deeply in love with Peggy.
Of course he is. That's why I...
No, Lefty. Nicholas is a very fine, sensitive boy. He wants above everything for Peggy to be happy. And he's evidently decided from that standpoint that it's better to wait. Let time tell the story.
Well, I guess you're right, Aunt Mary, but somehow it worries me. I wish I knew what kind of a story it'll be.
Lefty Larkin looked at Aunt Mary's serene face. And again, as he had hundreds of times in the past 15 years since he came to the Lane Farm, he thanked his lucky stars that the young girl he knew to be his own daughter was under Aunt Mary's care, her wise and protective guidance. Still, he couldn't fight back a worried, uneasy feeling. He'd wanted so much to see Peggy happily married, safe,